More insight into the business of ram raids and this crisis the country's currently going through. Some of those involved have told community leaders that the crime gets them respect on the streets. They're not scared of punishment because they know the police won't chase them and they don't know how far they'll go. Stephen Boxer runs the youth development program for the Graham Dingle Foundation and is with us. Steve, morning to you. Do you get cut through?
Do we cut through? Of course we cut through. I mean, we've been doing this job for a long time, but it's about putting the right formula together. But we definitely get some wins, although we do lose some along the way as well. But that's the reality of the space that we operate in.
Are you looking at this debate around the country on ram raids and pulling your hair out and saying we should be doing something fundamentally different? Do the police need to do more? Does government need to do more? Do you need to be better funded? Are we missing something magical here?
Well, there's always the argument and I guess always the debate and always the narrative about doing more. But we just need to invest into more credible, research-driven, proven and sustainable programs. And it's like those delivered around the country from the Graham Dingle Foundation. So these are developed programs that are developed by the experts but delivered by the locals living in those communities. But that's a formula that does work. So there's plenty of expertise out there. And I'm not talking just about government. There's a lot of community leaders and community people with all the experience. And it's about bringing them to the table so we can focus on the solutions. But it's also working not at the reactive end, but we need to be more preventative to stop the stem flow, or flow coming into the justice system.
But when you say that, Steve, this is what sort of winds me up. We need to be preventative. Mm. Yes, in theory, you're correct. Of course you're correct. And if you can stop them from, you know, becoming thugs in the first place, wouldn't that be great? But clearly we're not, or else we wouldn't have the problem now, would we?
Well, it's about opening the narrative. A lot of times the sector has been about working at the reactive end. The conversation is now on the table, and the media attention drawn to the current situation has drawn more of attention to that for that narrative to be on the table. But we just need to get around there and so we can
Steve, with the greatest respect, using buzz phrases, with the narrative on the table, I mean, what the hell does that mean? You've got a punk driving a car through a window. It's not being solved by narrative on the table.
Yep, there are police and there are government agencies sitting around those tables every single day reacting to those situations as they arise, but we still need to be scaling up the other end. That's what we're talking about. So we are in that conversation, but we just need to fast track it a bit more and put the resources where we can do the job and get on with it.
Are they any different fundamentally, these kids, than they always have been? Yes, they haven't always driven cars through windows, but they've always been punks on the street looking for attention, getting a bit of street cred, feeling good about themselves. That's a time-honoured thing, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, this is no news to us that work and live and breathe in the sector. Okay, so we've been working in this issue and this situation for a long time. It is a little bit heightened at the moment, and the media attention we know is not helping in that sense. It does drive the issue, but it's also driving that notoriety that we need to cut out, and we need to stamp that out really quickly.
There was a meeting the other night I read about that they were suggesting, I think it might have even been the police, they were suggesting in essence there's a couple of hundred kids right around the gate. It's a small group of hardcore thugs. They're the problem. Is that fair or not?
Oh, totally fair. Absolutely. It's a small group causing a lot of havoc. And we know where the indicators are. We know who they are. We just need to get in there and get the job done.
All right, Steve, appreciate your time very much. Steve Boxer, who is the Managing Director of the Youth Development Programs for the Graham Dingle Foundation. Dare I, once again, at risk of sounding like a Luddite, if there's only a couple of hundred people, and this is what the police have told me about my recent situation with crime and stuff and the people on the camera and smiling at the camera and they don't do anything about it. If there's only a couple of hundred people, why not just round them all up? Just round them all up, lock them up. And is that, at least for now, not your problem in part solved? 18 minutes away from... Maybe I should put that on the table. That's 18 minutes away from 8.
It could be part of the narrative, do you think?
It should be part of the narrative.
Or are you scaling up at the wrong end?
I need to scale up some more.